Hello, Sherry.
Hi, good morning. This is Emma from Local Dash. Mrs. Joey, did I hear you right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sure. I'm calling in just to give you updates about your account. Do you have about 10 to 15 minutes? Is this a good time?
10 to 15 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Let's try it.
All right. Can you please help me with your security word? It's your mother's maiden name.
Falls.
Fantastic. Please be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes. So today I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things
okay.
that we've done for your campaign, and I'll walk you through your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it, or see if you've got questions about your website, or if you have any questions about the campaign in general. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so sir, it's been 28 days since you joined Local Splash, and so far we are done with content creation, which is search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. As for your Google business profile or your Google listing, sir, are you aware of the need to complete a video verification?
Yes. No, I'm not. I know that I'm supposed to. I didn't know if it's video or what. I am. We are getting the sign up today because I had it. I changed the name of the company, so I've got the sign made. I'm sitting here right now looking at it, and they're installing it today.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so tell me exactly what I'm supposed to do. Tell me how I'm supposed to do it. Can you help me with that?
Yes, of course. You just actually have to, let me see, hold on. There was an instruction. The most recent email that we sent containing the instructions on what you have to do or what you need to know before starting the video verification was sent out back on Thursday, the 22nd. It says action needed, start Google video verification. The first thing is, let me see. Yes, you have accepted the invite already. So all you got to do is click on the link. That's on the email. It will route
okay.
you to where you can start the video verification. But before clicking on the link, I need you to please go over the email instructions. There's like a sample scripting of how you should introduce yourself to start the
okay.
verification. And then the things that you have to show on that video. So if you can,
okay.
just, there's also like an attached short sample video of how you should do
okay.
the recording. So might as well, again, just go through the email first. If you have questions about it or clarifications, you can reply to the email or send us a text. But so far, that should have enough information on how to complete the video verification, okay?
Yeah.
So it's just
okay.
a matter of really clicking on that link to be on the right page and then just click on next until you get to where you have the record.
Okay.
It's as straight as that. Okay, now just to set proper expectations though, by the time you complete the video, on the email, you are asked to inform us once the video has been completed. You can reply and say, hey, I've completed the video, just so we can, what do you call this? We can keep track of the Google Business
yeah.
Profile's update. But usually, the status of the Google Business Profile gets updated to verified, like that may take about 3 or 5 days. That's why
okay.
we encourage you, if you can do it today, please do it today. That way we get the listing verified as soon as possible. Once the listing is verified, we will need at least 2 weeks for us to start giving results. But for maximum results, that ranges between 4 to 6 weeks, depending on some factors, including the competition in the area. Now,
okay.
if... Thank you, sir. If there is anything that you can do to help speed up the progress of your account, it's for you to start gaining reviews the moment the listing gets verified. So for
okay.
now, gathering reviews, that's not possible yet, but what we need you to do is to start campaigning for it, meaning if you're working in a job or if you have recently finished a project, go back to your clients, let them know that you will be needing their help in building your Google business profile, and that's by giving your reviews on Google, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So in the meantime, if you have clients who would like to know more about your business, your company, or maybe the services you provide, please take advantage of your website. Have them visit vision7homeimprovements.com. And for most people nowadays, including myself, if there's something that I'd like to do, that is to either read reviews or view pictures. So it's important that you will continue to like give us good pictures or even videos that we can use for optimization. You can send them in via text message, or you can reply to my email titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listing, or
okay,
you can upload those.
What number do you do for the text message?
Text message? That's 877-635-6225.
All right, and give me the email address.
And the email address that should be the all catch email that should be support@localsplash.com.
Support all caps. Okay, hang on. Support. Say. Give it to me again.
Yes. Support. SUPPORT.
Uh-huh.
Support. At localsplash, local,
okay.
LOCAL, splash, like a backsplash, splash of water,
yeah.
localsplash.com.
Okay, now, and you said all of this has to be in caps?
No, it's not necessary, sir. It can
oh,
be lowercase.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay.
Yes.
And that's .com? Or was that .com?
Yes.
Okay.
.com,
so
yes. support@localsplash.com.
Okay. Okay. All right. Got you.
All right. So, if in case you have questions or concerns, we would, like, personally, I would suggest text message because we get that, like, almost at the same time immediately. For
yes.
emails, there's just a few people who have access to the business emails, so it may take time for them to update the account that you actually have emailed. But the
yes.
most, although it may not be convenient for you since you're working all day out, but you can also call us between 7 and 4 Pacific if you have questions, okay? If not,
okay.
again, I suggest text message and then email. Or for real-time support, there's an option for you to chat through the client dashboard, which brings me to my next concern. Do you have the login credentials to the dashboard, or are you familiar with the dashboard?
I have not used the dashboard. I need to see the my wife said that they gave a login, and I don't know what it is. And is it possible to change the login so I can keep up with it? Or do I have
well,
to keep the same?
Yes, as for the, what do you call this? As for the login credentials, the username that's actually just your phone number, the 4155 phone number. But as for the password, it's random. Let me see. It's big search. However,
okay.
you definitely have the option to change or update that.
Okay, big search, okay, and that is for the
dashboard. Let me send you an email, okay? You're also going to get a corresponding text message for that.
Okay.
So the email that I sent you also contains a, let's see here, a 5-minute video walkthrough of all the things that you can do on the dashboard. If you have extra 5 minutes, I highly recommend you go over the video just so you can maximize the dashboard to your advantage, okay?
Okay. All right.
Right, and then so far, let's see, Facebook ads, if you haven't had a chance to check on the Facebook ads preview yet, that should be on the dashboard too. So
okay.
far, Facebook has been constantly gaining audiences. We've started running Facebook ads back on the 13th. As of today, we've got, let's see how many people do we have here. We've got, yes, we've got 854 people who have seen the Facebook ad since we've started running it back on the 13th. So almost 2 weeks, and we've got that much people. So this time, it's very important that you will continue to update your page and make it look as active and as attractive as possible. So that means uploading pictures and videos, creating posts, responding to Facebook inquiries, and even gaining likers and followers for the page. That's going to be your task, okay?
Okay.
And then what else? Sort the website. Have you checked your website? Is there something that needs to be changed or updated on the website?
Well, the one thing that I wanted is to add, like, I sell buildings and trailers, portable buildings and trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent an email in, and I don't see where they added that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Decks, railings, roof. What I see on here, the only thing I see is decks, railing, roof, and fencing, and gates. There's no gutters on there, and there's no windows.
When was the last time you sent these pictures, or do you remember the time you sent these pictures?
These pictures that are on here right now?
Well, the ones that are missing. Or did you send those pictures already, or you want us to use stock photos for now?
No, I sent pictures of this stuff, okay? That we do, and some of them's on windows, but what I'm talking about is, like, it says Vision 7 Home Improvements, and it only says that I do decks, railing, roof, and fencing, and gates. It doesn't say anything that, you know, that we do windows and gutters and stuff like that.
Oh, is this on the website, sir?
Yes, I'm on Yelp right now.
On Yelp? Hold on.
Yep. Somehow I just clicked off of it. Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Ratings. Oh, I see what you're referring to. I'll go ahead and check with the team if it's possible to add more, because it says, yes, decks and ratings, roofing, fences, and gates. I'm going to check with the team and see if it's possible to add, like, what specific, like, title would you like to add?
Yeah, they could take out railings. Yeah, they could take out railings and gates, and I need to add gutters and windows. And then I would like to add portable buildings and trailers.
It's, portable, you know, that would buildings like, and trailers.
Yep. Or just say utility buildings and trailers.
Utility buildings?
Yeah, utility buildings and trailers.
Okay. Utility buildings, trailers. Okay. All right. I'm gonna again check with the team and get these items like added and some of them removed on the Yelp page. However, on your website, sir, the Vision7HomeImprovements.com, when was the last time you checked your website?
Well, I'm on the Yelp right now where I checked when I logged into it. Now, do I have to go to dashboard to check that, or can I just put it in?
You can just type in Vision7HomeImprovements.com.
Okay. Vision 7. I'm on my phone. I need to get my laptop out. Hang on. I didn't pull. Let me grab my laptop. All right, let's see. CIS Halloween Vision 7. All right, so then Vision 7 Home Improvement, Summerton, Alabama. Okay, I'm on it. Can you hear me, ma'am?
All right, so I needed to, yes, sir, sorry. I needed to go over the website and let me know if something needs to be edited or changed on the website so I can submit it to our team.
Okay, it says deck, fencing, seamless gutter. See, it's got it all on here. The only thing that I'd want to change is, if I could add my portable buildings and trailers. Now, I can send pictures on all of that.
Yes, please. If you can do that, that would be very helpful. So far on the services, we have fence installation, deck installation, window, railings, seamless gutters installation, and siding repair. Anything you wanted to add or remove?
Yeah, I want to add the building and,
okay.
I want to add flooring. I want to add the, utility buildings because see, if I put that on there, or do I just need to put that on the Google page, you know, so where it pulls up that we do it?
Well,
or do
good
I need
question. Regarding your Google page or Google business profile, we have actually these items, we call it keywords, in there. So they're
right.
All there. But on your website, we also have to let people know that you also do these things. So
okay.
If we need to add utility building and trailers, I'm going to go on
yes.
And add that.
Yes. And then I'm going to send you pictures of that to the text message today.
Okay, yes, please. What else? What else do you want to add on the website?
Let's see. I mean, as of right now, I don't see anything.
Not right now. Okay. Well, if in case something needs to be changed on the website later on, you've got our contact information, so please just let us know. But for
yeah.
Your reference, I'll be sending you a 7-minute video tutorial of how you can make edits and changes to the website. But obviously,
okay.
This is optional. If you don't
okay.
Have the time to make those changes on your own, then just let us know, okay?
Okay.
Great. And then, what else? So far, the video verification is the most important thing. And then, as for the pictures that you want us to add on the website and on the rest of your listings, just send them over. We'll take care of them. But you also have the option to upload them on your own directly through the client dashboard.
Okay.
As I've said, if you have extra 5 minutes, watch the video just so you can maximize the dashboard to your advantage, okay? There is a
okay.
Video along with the login credentials that I sent you. So far, do you have any other concerns that I may be able to help before I let you go
no.
Today?
No, I think you're good.
All right, sir, if you have concerns, again, 7 to 4, we're open to assist you, okay? Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So
right.
Thank
well,
you so
I'll
much.
Do it. Thank you. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, sir. Well, you stay safe, and I hope you will have a productive week ahead. Thank you for
Thank
your time,
you.
Sir. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.